And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. In Russia, and Ukraine.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. I'm Sagar Magani.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on Wednesday near the frontline city of Bakhmut and handed out medals to soldiers he said were heroically defending their country's sovereignty. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. Some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post. The AP's Norman Hall reports.
Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in the southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. Since January, 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. The trainees are expected to leave Oklahoma.